and Jenna, discussing and answering questions concerning Frederick Turner's article, Angels from the Time to Come. Before we begin, we wanted to define some terms that we will be using in our discussion, so as not to confuse our audience or ourselves. Take it away, Jenna!
Alright, well, first off, I want to define wave function. It's a mathematical function that describes the state of a physical system by expanding it in terms of other states of the same system. In layman's terms, it is what describes the many possibilities of something. In addition, a collapsed wave function is when the many possibilities have been reduced to one possibility.
Okay, teleology is a design, purpose, directive, principle, or finality in the works and processes of nature and the philosophical study of that purpose. Teleology asserts that there is an existence or non-existence of an organizing principle behind those natural laws and phenomena. A natural principle states that one cannot measure values of certain conjugate quantities, which are pairs of observables of a single elementary particle. These pairs include the position and momentum. Quantum entanglement is a quantum mechanical phenomenon in which the quantum state of two or more objects has to be described with reference to each other. Each, though, the individual object may be spatially separated. Turner made up this word, retrodictibility. When he uses it, he means stating what the past entails after the fact.
Okay, so now to begin our discussion, we'll start with question number 3. Events and objects are constituted by the information that they exchange with other events and objects and with themselves. And the means by which that information gets exchanged are as forms of light subject to quantum uncertainty. How does this relate to the polarized lens experiment and the function of the angels?
Okay. Well, first, let's go over what the polarized lens experiment actually does. The lens used in this experiment can be oriented in 4 different ways. Vertical along the y-axis, horizontal along the x-axis, and diagonally 45 degrees to the left along the z, or diagonally 45 degrees to the right along the w-axis. The lettering of the axes I'm stating is purely ambiguous, but it will help in explaining. In the experiment, 3 of the 4 kinds of the polarizing lenses are used. One vertical lens, one horizontal lens, and one of either of the diagonally oriented lenses. At the beginning, before the photons go through the lens, they are totally ambiguous, meaning their orientation is uncertain. When the photons go through the first lens, the polarized lens measures the y, x orientation of the photon. By doing one thing to the x-oriented photon and another to the y-oriented photon, quantum mechanics measures the attribute forces the photon to take a state and stop being ambiguous, and they are forced to choose x or y orientation. And those that choose x are filtered out of the beam and they come to the other side of the polarizer. The admitted photons now have a definite y orientation. If passed next through an x-oriented or horizontal polarizer, they could not then change their orientation to x again, and thus, they would all be filtered out. But if instead they pass through a diagonally oriented polarizer, which measures their z-w axis, or orientation, after the first lens, things would work out differently. The photons from the first polarizer have a definite y orientation, but the w-z orientation is still ambiguous. When the diagonal polarizer forces the photons to choose whether they are W or Z orientation, they are free to choose either, but only one through, and the others will be filtered out. The photons are in the new quantum state. They have a definite diagonal orientation, whether it be W or Z. Depending on whether the polarizer was W or Z orientation itself. But now their XY orientation is yet again ambiguous. So when they hit polarizer number 3, which is a horizontal polarizer, they are now once again capable of choosing X orientation and getting through.
So wait. Are the latter polarizers receiving information from the first polarizer concerning the orientation of photons?
No. The second and third polarizers are receiving information from the photons just like the first polarizer.